For this recording to be useful, you need to listen to it when your partner is mad at you about something. Or your partner might not be upset right now, but you expect that he will be when he finds out certain things, or when a certain topic comes up. One way or the other, when you listen to the recording, I want you to be visualizing your partner being upset about a particular thing or issue. I'm making this recording so that you can develop the ability to react to your partner in a way that's going to result in him being less accusatory and more open to the idea that your perspective could be as valid as his. Researchers have found that there are several things that tend to happen automatically inside of people when they feel criticized that actually hinder their efforts to get their partners to be open and flexible. Unless you train your brain to stop doing these things, you may go through your entire life hampered by them. First, you might not realize it, but when you feel criticized, the chances are that your body will begin to get at least somewhat revved up. You need to interrupt this process. Right now, picture your partner accusing or blaming you about the specific thing he's upset about. Think of the specific words that he's likely to say to you. I suggest you pause the recording until you can think of the specific phrase that he might say. So there you are, he's criticizing you, but you're not responding right away. Instead, you're taking a big inhale and then a long, slow release exhale. With your exhale, you're pursing your lips together so that the air comes out just a little bit at a time. You're creating resistance to the outflow of air by making the opening small. You're also loosening your body, so you're kind of like a rag doll, and you're relaxing your face. If you're like most people, when you feel criticized, you'll tend to break off eye contact and scowl or frown. A frown or scowl on your face can be like kerosene on the fire to your partner. But you're intentionally relaxing your face and maintaining friendly eye contact with your partner. In the 20 to 30 seconds it takes you to do these things, you're also reminding yourself there's no need to panic. People are critical of their partners all the time, but they don't usually stay that way in the presence of partners who know how to respond to criticism skillfully. You know how to do this because you've listened to this entire recording before. So when you remind yourself that there's no need to panic, yourself actually believes you. I suggest that you pause the recording for a minute and visualize yourself doing these things. There you are. Your partner is criticizing you, but you're not responding right away. You're slowing your breathing, relaxing the muscles in your face, loosening your body, and you're reminding yourself there's no need to panic. As your partner is criticizing you, you're also having an urge come up inside of you that makes you want to dispute, protest, interrupt, explain, or justify why you did what you did. It seems to you that your partner has his facts wrong, or you're feeling the urge to defend yourself against his implication that you've done something wrong. In the past, this is exactly what you've done. But this time, you're not taking the bait. You're letting go of the impulse to dispute or defend because you know that there's something else that needs to happen first. You're hearing two parts to your partner's message. Your partner is saying, on one hand, I wanted something that you didn't do. The second part of his message is, and you were bad for failing to do it. In the past, you got hung up on this second part, the part about you being bad or wrong. But this time, you've learned to let this part of the message pass right by you. You know that once a criticizing person feels some recognition or validation, the criticism tends to fade on its own. So you sidestep the criticism and focus instead like a razor on the other part of the message. The part where he's saying, I wanted something that you didn't do. You're recognizing that even though you might not have wanted the same thing if you were in his shoes, that what he wanted was a perfectly reasonable thing for a person to want, and there are plenty of other people who probably would have done it without even being asked. This is a big shift for you, because in the past, you often went with your first reaction, which was that his complaint was unreasonable, that what he wanted was unrealistic or excessive or ill-advised. But you've learned that there's a wide range of needs or preferences that people have in relationships, and just because you don't have the particular needs or expectations that another person has doesn't mean that they're wrong. So as your partner's criticism is blowing past you, you're looking for pay dirt. You're looking for the legitimate thing that he was wanting that lies behind his criticism. So then the first thing out of your mouth is something like, "I think I can see why you're upset." Or you might say something like, "I don't blame you for feeling upset." Or you might say something like, "I certainly don't think there's anything wrong with what you wanted me to do. Seems like a reasonable thing for a person to want. I don't think I would necessarily feel the same way in your shoes, but a lot of people would. It seems well within the range of things that people often want in situations like this. And I'm willing to talk about making some adjustments in the future." So let's back up. Take a minute right now and ask yourself, what is the legitimate thing that he wanted, or maybe that he still wants, in this situation? Pause the recording for a minute and think about this until you can identify what this legitimate thing is. Now I want you to practice making a statement that acknowledges or validates that what he wanted is a legitimate thing for him to want. Once you figure out what you can say, go ahead and practice saying it out loud. Go ahead, pause the recording and say it out loud. You might feel hesitant to say things like, "What you wanted was reasonable," because you're worried that your partner will also think that you're saying, "And I was wrong for failing to do it." If you're worried about this, you can clarify that you don't think you did anything wrong, as long as in the same breath you assure your partner you don't think there was anything wrong with what he wanted either. For example, you can say something like, "Honey, I don't think there's anything wrong with what I did, but I do understand why you're upset, and I don't blame you. You were wanting me to do one thing, and I was thinking of something else. It's good that we're talking about it. Hopefully we can figure out how to get more on the same page in the future. So tell me again what you want in situations like this, and then I'll tell you how I tend to operate, and then maybe we can figure out a way to do things so that this won't happen again." If you mentally rehearse doing the things I've described so far every time your partner is upset with you in the coming weeks, you'll find that it'll begin to become natural for you to do them in real life at the moments when you actually feel criticized. And if you do them in real life, you'll dramatically increase the odds that your partner will become more open and flexible. But it's also possible that in spite of your open and flexible attitude on any particular occasion, he'll keep hammering away at the idea that you were wrong. He may think that the solution is simple. You need to shape up and fly right. This happens all the time in relationships, and you need to be able to react skillfully when it happens if you want to be among those who know how to get their partners to treat them well. So there you are. You've done the things I've described so far. But for the sake of this exercise, let's say that your partner is still intent on you admitting that you were wrong. Rather than reacting immediately, you're pausing. Again, you're loosening your body and slowing your breathing for 20 to 30 seconds while you remind yourself, there's no need to panic. People continue to be accusatory all the time in relationships, even when their partners validate their needs and are willing to be flexible. But I can probably stop his accusation right now with a skillful response. So this is what you're saying to yourself during this 20 to 30 seconds. And then when you open your mouth, you say two things. First, you take issue with his assumption that there's something wrong with what you did. And second, you invite him instead to join you in considering there isn't anything wrong with either of your expectations. You can do this by saying something like, look, don't act like God and everyone knows that what I did was wrong. Just because you didn't like it doesn't make it wrong. I'm perfectly willing to talk about making some adjustments and how I do things in the future in light of what I'm learning about your feelings here, but I gotta tell you, it's a bit tough for me to feel cooperative when I feel like you're putting me down. Don't do that. We have different expectations here. Neither of us is necessarily right or wrong. It's important that you recognize that saying this sort of thing will not have a positive effect unless you've already done the things that I've discussed earlier in this recording. Many people, when they feel criticized, want to jump straight to making this sort of statement. It won't work. First, you need to validate that what he wanted is legitimate. Only challenge him if he continues to criticize you in spite of this. But let's imagine for a moment that your partner does continue with his accusation. If you're like most people, you aren't used to making the sort of two-part statement that I gave an example of a moment ago. Pause this recording for a minute and figure out the exact words you can use to challenge his assumption that you were wrong and invite him instead to consider that there isn't anything wrong with either of your expectations. Tailor your words so that they fit his current complaint. Once you figure out the words you can use, practice saying them out loud a couple of times. If you're able to make this two-part statement, the odds are good that he'll become more reasonable. If you're concerned that he still won't, I suggest you listen to recording 6 in this series. But let's not get carried away. Your partner might not continue to be accusatory at all. Or he might begin that way but change his attitude when you talk to him in the way I just described. Now you might find yourselves sort of respectfully agreeing to disagree. But don't stop there. You need to get on the same page with your expectations about the future. Picture yourself saying something like, "It still seems like we're on different pages when it comes to how we want things to go in situations like this. I realize there's no reason why my expectations should count more than yours. If you want me to do things differently, I can certainly make some adjustments. How about if I..." And then you offer to make an adjustment that might not be exactly what your partner wants, but is clearly a move in his direction. You're hoping to give him the most important part of what he wanted, but also retain the ability to do things somewhat the way you want as well. Be willing to go back and forth with him until you find something you both can agree to. So there you guys are. And let's say that you've come to the point where you're respectfully disagreeing with each other. Even given the limited information you may have right now about your partner's feelings, you'd be wise to think in advance about what kind of adjustment could you make that might not be exactly what your partner wants, but is clearly a move in his direction. Pause the recording and think about this for a moment. And now picture yourself offering to make this adjustment while also inviting him to make any other suggestions that might be a way of finding a common ground. All right, our time is almost up, and you have now mentally rehearsed each of the skills that you will likely need to respond to your partner's criticism. So before finishing, I just want to say one more time how important being physically calm and relaxed is at moments when you feel criticized. Between now and the time when your partner actually discusses his upset feelings with you, you'll probably think about the issue and you may tend to feel defensive and upset every time you think about it. What we want is to recondition your nervous system to remain automatically calmer at these moments. And for this to happen, you need to practice physiological soothing methods every time you sense that your partner is mad at you. You need to take a few moments to loosen your body, slow your breathing. If you do this over and over again, I know from experience with hundreds of people that your body will really begin reacting differently. And this has more benefits for you than you can imagine.